Okay, 873, please.
Request of Namkeesha Roper to address council regarding stalking laws.
Good morning, Ms. Roper. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Namkeesha Roper. I'm happy to be here. I kind of have a different perspective or a different point of view on things that are going on. I definitely see some effort being made in our community, but I think there's some things that should be brought to our attention as well. I'm requesting for stalking laws to be revised or modified / cyber stalking laws. Violence Against Women Act is what I'm addressing. Petition is requesting that persons to whom has had violence against them, documented reports, sexual misconduct against them, threats of violence against them, and any dangerous event causing severe disruption to them as well as their children's lives from person or agencies that has any history of putting a person in his or her family in danger, victims will at any time within Oregon State guidelines will be able to obtain a protective order against parties involved, and that child or children will not be handed to parties that could be involved in causing victim to become stressed in their free will to being able to protect them as well as their children's lives. That's been something that I've had to go through. I've been on the other end where I've been homeless and have tried to report it to law enforcement that I was being stalked, that I was told that I had some parties that wanted to do something ill. They had ill will towards me and wasn't getting any resolution. I'm not sure if it's because law enforcement isn't getting enough money coming in their agencies or whether our government-funded organizations aren't getting enough funding to protect victims of crimes such as stalking and cyber-stalking. I looked, I went on the computer and looked up sex trafficking, human trafficking, and I was absolutely amazed of what relates to my situation. Everything for human trafficking fit my situation, but I had no resources and no knowledge of being able to figure out how to handle the problem that I had before me to be able to get the education to communicate with law enforcement. Hey, this is what's happening to me. This is how I need to be helped. So I'm looking to see if we can take into consideration the funding aspect of protecting people from becoming homeless. I have a 7-year-old little girl I care about very much, and I've been striving to get back to her ever since I found out that I was being stalked about 4 years ago. Pulled up some information on the factors that go into it. Right now I'm with Central City Concerns, and I had did a graduation here with HRR program proudly not too long ago. And one thing that did concern me was that the gentleman with Union Gospel Mission, and it tears me up to mention any of the organizations that are partnering up to help, but they said, what we're going to do is we're going to put criminals back, we're going to fight crime with crime. What they meant by that was that they were going to take ex-addicts, put them out on the street, and clean the streets up. The reason why that's concerning to me is because criminality breeds criminality. These guys that are ex-addicts, ex-offenders, possibly had an extreme criminal history as well. I know the ropes. I came from the world. When you are used to criminality, no matter how big in an organization you get, you can still have that criminal mentality. I'm asking you guys, if you can, to put more funding in government agencies and have less criminals fighting crime. It is extremely important.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
There, as I was homeless on the street, they taught me different trades, and I realized eventually that it was organized crime.
Let me get you to stop there, because I appreciate you coming in. I want to connect you up specifically with Deanna Wesson-Mitchell and our office for two reasons. One, I want to make sure the Police Bureau understands your experience so that we know what's out there and what we have to deal with. And we want to make sure you know what resources there are in the Police Bureau to deal specifically with the stalking issues. So rather than go into all that detail here, I'm going to ask Deanna Wesson-Mitchell, who's my Police Bureau liaison, to follow up with you personally about this. So I really appreciate you coming in and telling us at least this part of your story. But let's leave it at that for the moment if we can, and connect you up with her.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Yes.